your husband?
Widowed now for nigh on 10 years. But it does get easier to put up with the loss, you know.
Does it?
Oh, yes. Well, you'll be private here, ma'am, if you want to be.
I imagine you would like some money in advance,
well,
Mrs. Merriam.
Would be much appreciated, ma'am. 2 weeks.
Let us
just
say
been
a quarter's rent to begin with.
A quarter?
More, if you wish. Though it would not be.
No, no, a quarter would be very acceptable. But you'd be wanting to see the room before you part with
money. I can tell what it will be without seeing it. That it be private is my only wish.
Well, if you say so, ma'am.
Now, £1, £2, £3.
She counted out the quarter there and then. Hard cash, never known it of a lodger.
If only all accounts were so promptly settled.
But Mrs. Merrillow, you've omitted to give Watson here the most salient fact pertaining to your lodger.
Oh, so I didn't. And yet it's such a strange thing, I'm amazed I let my tongue run off in another direction, so to speak.
Your story is already most intriguing, Mrs. Merrillow.
The fact of the matter is, this lady, Mrs. Rhonda, never raises her veil.
Never? Not even in her own room.
The truth is, Watson, the veiled lady has lodged these 7 years in Mrs. Merrillow's house without her landlady ever having seen her face until a few days ago.
And I wish to Hanover, gentlemen, that I'd never seen her face at all.
My dear Lord. Poor man. Okay. A week. Inquest. Coroner's verdict. Death by drowning. So he is at peace. And I am.
Just popped out to see if you might have finished with the illustrated. Why, Mrs. Rhonda, what's the matter
here? Oh! Oh, my great goodness! Mrs. Rhonda! You see it now, Mrs. Merrillow. I know at last why it is that I never raised my veil.
Her features, I understand, were most terribly mutilated.
Well, now, Mr. Holmes and Doctor, which you'd hardly say she has a face at all. That's how it looked. Our milkman got a sight of it once. Milk all over the front garden. That's the kind of face it is.
What a horrible thing for a woman. Do you know how it happened?
She never said. I didn't like to ask.
In fact, Mrs. Merrillow, you know nothing about her history.
Well, you can understand how she might not wish to speak of it.
Yes, indeed. But you could have gathered some notion of her from her references when she came.
Well, she didn't present any.
Oh, surely it's usual.
She paid a quarter's rent, sir, right down on the table in advance, and in these times it's a richer woman than me can afford to turn that.
And she never showed you her face, from first to last.
Except on that one accidental occasion.
That's what I say, gentlemen.
A most remarkable story.
I'm not surprised you should want Mr. Holmes to examine the business.
No, don't, sir.
Then why,
if it was for me, I'd have left well alone, and that's the truth. So long as I get my rent, which I do, I'm more than satisfied. Or you couldn't have a quieter lodger than Mrs. Rhonda, and no one who causes less trouble.
And something else has brought matters to a head.
Murder! Murder! Help me! Who's there?
Murder!
Oh, my sweet gracious! Mrs. Rhonda!
Murder!
Mrs. Rhonda!
A nightmare, was it? Here, I put some honey in.
Thank you.
Oh, look at you, Mum. You hardly ate these last 3 weeks. And last night you were crying out again. Fair ringing through the house. The shivers through me, I can tell you.
I'm sorry.
You're wasting away. You've forgotten to stir it. Oh, now, Mrs. Rhonda, it's my guess you have something that's troubling your soul. Well, there's the clergy for that.
Oh.
And if not them, there's the police.
For God's sake, Mrs. Merrillow, not the police.
Well, I should say, between the one and the other, you should be able to get some help, some peace.
Not the police. And the clergy can't change what is past.
Well, then, I don't know what's to be done for you, I'm sure.
Nothing, perhaps.